with a strikeout. So the catcher out of Ormond Beach, Florida, and North Carolina A&T, batting a 292. 21 hits for him and 12 RBIs. So Jackson will take first. A couple shifts off the bag. Tristan will set and fire on the first delivery. In for a strike. Paints the inside of the zone. 0-1. That was a fastball at 91. Tristan nearing his 12th pitch. He'll step and fire. That goes behind Duffy into the backstop. Getting to second is Jackson. And now he was given the green light off of a wild pitch. So now a runner in scoring position. One ball, one strike. Mallards in full control in this game, 7-2. And Tristan will come again and throw, and that hits the left leg of Brown. He'll take first. Brown at first, Jackson remains at second, and now two runners on for the Mallards. Isaiah Jackson, he'll step in. 0-2 with two runs, and he's been walked as well. One down. Tristan looks in. Out of Arizona State, right down the plate. 0-1. So the speedy center fielder, Isaiah Jackson, he's able to cut hits off at any given time, cut balls off. 0-1 count. Swing and a miss. Low. 0-2. Able to cut fly balls. A couple, just a really fast guy. And definitely a guy you want to have in the outfield. One down. No balls, two strikes. Tristan will come set. He'll fire a swing and a bouncer over to Conniff at second. Throws it down to Rivera. Throws it back over to first. And an error that allows Owen Jackson to get home. So not executing in the infield. Owen Jackson will get home. A throw to Rivera at second. The throw back to first to Broussard. It goes behind him. Owen Jackson giving the green light to get home. So Davis Hamilton will step in now. The Mallards add to their lead. They're up 8-2. Looking in is Tristan. He'll come set. He'll fire. Outside for a ball. 1-0. 1-0 count, two down. Davis Hamilton. 1-2 with a run. The 1-0, up and away, a 2-0 count, two down. Top seven, Madison in front. They've been in front since the second inning. And Tristan fires a 2-0 right down the plate for a strike. 2-1. A 2-1 count, two down. Looking in is Tristan. A 2-1, swinging a ball up the middle. And it rolls into center field. A low line drive from Hamilton. And the Mallards up to 9 hits now. Two runners on. One in scoring position. Very similar to yesterday. At this time, it was 8-1. In this game, it's 8-2. So, Madison really just having their way with the Rafters defense. Two down. Tristan looks down. Rafters, they lose this game. They would fall 0-2 to start the second half. And Cal Fisher, two home runs today. He flew out to short on his third time at bat. But 2-for-3. Three RBIs, two home runs. He has been unbelievable. The 1-0. And Fisher swing and hits a low line drive up the middle. Rounding third is Isaiah Jackson. He'll get home. And now it's 9-2 here at Witterfield. Madison pouring it on. here in the top of the seventh. So the bats have really just got going, each team with 10 hits. But the big difference has been Madison just getting those RBIs in. Madison, an avalanche of hits. They have really not slowed down. And Tristan fires, and it goes on the inside of the bat of Jack Tucker. So a one-run RBI single. No balls a strike, two down. Tristan looks, fires the 0-1 and a miss. Outside 0-2. Raptors have committed three errors in the field. 0-2 count, two down. The 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three. So Tristan gets out of the inning, gives up two runs. And the Raptors trail 9-2. We head to the bottom of the seventh here on WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today. If you're talking,
they will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you.
You can do it if you try. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the seventh inning, the Mallards up 9-2. Each team with 10 hits. So a pitching change coming in for Madison. Nick West out of Madison College, heading into his sophomore season from Verona, Wisconsin. Seeing his first action for the Mallards this season. So David Rivera leads off here, bottom seven. He's 2-for-3 with two base hits, and he struck out swinging. So Rivera, a guy from Hope International, Long Beach, California native, batted a .397 with Hope International, 43 games started, 174 at-bats. He acquired 57 runs and 69 hits. He also had 49 RBIs, so just lit up the stat sheet as he sees the first offering in four ball, 1-0. Went 0-for-5 yesterday, but has started his day off nicely. As West fires and Rivera tips it out backside, 1-1. One ball, one strike. West, the right-hander, will look in on Rivera before Hope International attended Long Beach Community College. He graduated high school from Lakewood High School in 2017. A 1-2 count. West will step in. He'll come set, fire, and it goes on the right edge, away of the zone, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two count. West will come set. He'll fire on the same pitch that comes on the outside. 3-2. So a full count here in the bottom of the seventh. Rafters' only inning where they scored was the bottom of the third, where they got two runs. The count is full, and West fires outside, and Rivera will take ball number four. He'll take first. So Rivera leads it off with a walk, and Jack Gervich, who's also 2-for-3, had two base hits, and he grounded out to third. Gervich, the DH from Pacific Palisades, California, second on the team in RBIs with 20, and he's also second on the team in home runs with 4. A game against Lakeshore, where the Rafters won 7-3 earlier in June, he had 3 home runs in a game. He hit one to left, hit one to right, and also hit a solo home run to center. So the catcher, Canyon Brown, going out to the dugout and just getting some new equipment, possibly just getting back behind home plate. So Gervich, we've seen him a lot in the first base role, but today he's DHing. Looking in and firing is West, and he'll find the strike zone, 0-1. Rivera stands at first. He shifts off a couple feet away from the bag. West digs in low. The long stare at home. Gervich, the left-hander, with the bat on his bag, has the 0-1. In for a ball, 1-1. So no outs here, bottom seven. 1-1. West fires up and away. 2-1. 2-1. Rivera at first, and the 2-1 comes in. Gervich fouls it off his left ankle. Oy, that looked like it hurt. Oh, boy. He's hobbling now. And just, he's a tough kid. He'll get back and get through this at-bat. But, yeah, we've seen that more times than you think, where they just fouled off the inside of the ankle or the leg. And, yeah, that really hurts. So he'll step in back now. 2-2, the left-hander. West looks over at first. Nobody down. He'll come set and fire. A swing and a pop-up that's drifting away. The third baseman, Taylor, tracks it down, shifts over to his right, and makes the grab. So Gervich pops out. And this brings up Garrett Broussard. So Broussard, 0-3. The first baseman, Rivera, remains at first. Broussard grounded out on a 4-6-3 double play, and then he flew out to right field. He also grounded out as well, so he has one down as he swings, and a line drive that goes right into the glove of Taylor, throws it back over to first. So Keenan Taylor, how about that one? As he looks at Garrett Broussard smiling. Two down, so Taylor makes a heads-up play. And Harrison Didowick, he'll step in now. So the left-hander stands tall at 6'4". 0-2 with a walk and a strikeout. West fires a swing and a line drive that goes right into the glove of Fisher. Bends down, reaches to his left, makes an easy catch. And we head to the top of the eighth. Rafters still down 9-2. We'll step away here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
We head to the top of the eighth here on WFHR. Johnny Ancervitz, it's his turn to take over the pitching duties. 10 games appeared in with 10 innings of work, allowing 9 hits and 4 runs. He also has 13 strikeouts for a 3.6 ERA. So, basically, each game he's appeared in, he's pitched an inning. So, that's certainly what he's doing now, is Kirk Schreider just going to his bullpen, getting pitches in for his bullpen guys, his relievers. So, out of Ashtabula, Ohio, from Notre Dame College, heading into his redshirt senior year, he'll face Jake Holcroft, who will lead off in the top of the order. Ancervitz stands on the first base side of the slab. The right-hander will look in, step high, and fire. And it bounces away from Duffy. And it comes in for a ball on the inside. 1-0. So Jake Holcroft, 2-for-4 with a run. He also has 2 strikeouts. Ancervitz will look. He'll come set, wind, and fire. The 1-0 up and away on the left side, 2-0. So Holcroft up to 37 hits with 17 RBIs. He also has 21 runs, batting a .321. A 2-0 count. Ancervitz will step in fire. That ball pulled away left side. 2-1. Two balls a strike. Jake Holcroft from Upland, California. A reliable leadoff hitter for the Mallards. Each team with 10 hits, but Madison has found a way to get 7 more runs than the Rafters. A 2-1 misses inside. 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Fastball came in at 89. Rafters have hurt themselves on the defensive end. They've given up 3 errors. Ancervitz, the long stare at home. A 2-2, set and serve, a swing and a ball lifted out into the left fielder. Gallison barely has to move and gets one down. So stepping in is Keenan Taylor, 1-for-4 with a strikeout as he had that one-run RBI single. So one down. Taylor, the right-hander, out of Purdue, plays his collegiate ball in the Big Ten. 24 hits with 12 RBIs. Ancervitz will look in. He'll come set, step, and serve. And a check swing on the inside comes in for a strike. 0-1. Madison, 5 runs in the second, a run in the fourth, a run in the sixth, and then 2 runs in the top of the seventh. They have been excellent on the offensive end. The 0-1 from Anseritz, swinging a bouncer, left field side, out of play. 0-2. Keenan Taylor from Westfield, Indiana, made that excellent play at third base to get Broussard lined out. On the bottom of the seventh, 0-2 count. Rafters two away. Anseritz will step high, wind and fire. A swing and a shallow ground ball over to Rivera, the shortstop, and throws a bullet over to first in time for the second out. So back-to-back outs for the Rafters. And Ryan Sprock, the DH, 0-for-4 with three strikeouts. But yesterday hit a three-run home run to left center field to open up the scoring for the Mallards. Out of Morristown, New Jersey, 26 RBIs, 33 hits, five home runs as well, as Anseritz sets in and delivers that foul on the inside of the bat. 0-1. Back-to-back outs for the Rafters, looking to make this a 1-2-3 inning. Anseritz will come set. He'll step and fire. A swing and a bouncer over to Rivera. Scoops it up in the glove. Throws a dart over to first. Broussard catches it away from the bag, but makes a tag for the third out. So the Rafters go three up and three down. We head to the bottom of the eighth here on WFHR.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the Home Run Hitters at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioner tuned up or replaced altogether, our experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. But I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the eighth, Jorge Degatti out of Indiana University and the native of Miami. 1-for-2 with a walk, and the first offering comes from West for strike. 0-1. Rafters trail 9-2 as West will set in fire and comes on the outside of the zone for ball 1-1. One ball, one strike. Tagani at Indiana, but previously he was at the University of Florida where he appeared in 9 games and got his first hit against Georgia Southern. So Florida, an unbelievable program in Gainesville. They made the College World Series. They lost in the finals. And he was on their team last year. The 2-1 foul on the inside, back away, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Jorge Degatti, 15 hits, batting a .278. He got a hit where he hit a lazy fly ball in the right field that dropped in a kind of an awkward spot. And the 2-2 outside on a fastball, 3-2. So the count is full here in the bottom of the eighth. Rafters down 9-2. There are only two runs, game in the bottom of the third. West will step high. He'll fire the 3-2. A swing and a low line drive coming to cut it off in time is Tucker in right field. One down. So Anthony Gallison, a guy that's 1-for-3 this evening with a strikeout. So one down, looking in, coming set and firing, and Gallison rips one into left field, bounces before Holcroft can get to it. And now Anthony Gallison on his second hit of this evening, he's 2-for-4. So Chris Conniff pinch hitting for Luke Hansen. Conniff 1-for-1, he lined the ball up the middle. Rafters, what the most interesting stat of this game is, they out-hit Madison 11-10. But they've been outscored by 7 runs. They've only had 2 runs today as Conniff goes in on the check swing. And he did fully go. No balls a strike, one down. Gallison stands at first. Kyle West looks over. Nick West. Oh, balls a strike. 1-1 count, not Kyle. One down. One count. Nick West will look. He stands on the third base side of the slab. The right-hander, the 1-1, fouled. Backside. And it comes in. 1-2. Gallison at first. Ballard 2 away here in the bottom of the 8th. Looking to see this game out. And just a big-time offensive performance. Just like they did yesterday. The 1-2, a swing and a jam shot that goes over the head of the third baseman, Taylor. And Conniff 2-for-2. So Gallison stands at second. Chris Conniff at first. He's having words with Nikoloff down there. So Alex Duffy pinch hitting for Levi Jensen. He's also struggled at the plate, batting a 125, 4 hits for him and 3 RBIs. So out of Elon from Bernardsville, New Jersey. 2 runs for the New Jersey native. Looking at and serving, a swing and a bouncer. That stays fair, the second baseman coming after it. Hamilton not able to field it, and Duffy will get to first. He throws it over to third. Taylor has to reach out and make the grab, but Gallison was already standing at the bag. So the base is loaded now. One down, and we return to the top of the order. Ty Johnson. So perhaps something could be in store for the Rafters. Conniff at second. Alex Duffy at first. Anthony Gallison at third. Johnson is due up. 1-for-4 with a run. West fires, and Johnson was ready to step in, but he pulls away, and it comes for a ball. 1-0. Leads the team in at-bats. And also hits as well with 36. And he's up to 16 RBIs as he swings and flies it. Taylor running after it, and it stays fair on the left field line. Gallison gets home from third. He slides and safe. And now it's 9-3. And the base is loaded once again. Duffy moves to second. Conniff to third. And a run for the Rafters. First time in 4 innings. So that ball was a lazy low fly ball. And it just dropped before Holcroft can get to it. And now a pitcher warming up in the bullpen, but it doesn't look like he's coming out. And they're calling to the bullpen. Doesn't seem like they're doing that. So Canyon Brown meeting with West right now on the mound. And a guy that's up, David Rivera. 2 base hits, a strikeout swinging and a walk. So Wes just getting a talking to. One out for the Mallards. Looking in is West. He'll come set and fire on Rivera as he pulls away for a ball. 1-0. 1-0 count. Johnson at first. Duffy at second. Conniff at third. Rafters up to 14 hits this game. The 1-0 comes in. And in again for a ball. 2-0. So it was 8-1 heading into the bottom of the ninth yesterday. The Rafters got four runs. They made it 8-5. They had the tying run on base, but they weren't able to see it through and complete the comeback. The 2-0 down the plate for a strike, 2-1. Nick West with no strikeouts, nearing his 30th pitch. He's allowed four hits, a run, and he's also walked a batter. 2-1 count from West. He'll step and fire. Rivera pops it away, and now it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 count. Looking in is West. He glances over at third. Fires in the 2-2, a swing and a low ground ball over to Fisher at short. Throws it to Hamilton at second. Back to first. And a 6-4-3 double play for the Mallards. They get out of the jam. We head to the top of the ninth. Rafters down 9-3. We'll take a quick step aside here on WFHR.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the ninth we go. Mallards lead 9-3. So Johnny Ancerwitz back on the mound. 10 pitches, no strikeouts, but he won a 1-2-3 inning in the top of the eighth as he fires in on Owen Jackson, who's 2-for-3. And he's been superb today with a run and a walk. So another big day for the Kankakee, Illinois native. 1-0 count, and he's swinging a fly ball that lifts left field side near where the pitchers are for the Rafters. 1-1 count. One ball, one strike. Rafters have out-hit the Mallards 14-10, but the big difference is just they've not had guys get home. Johnny Antrovitz will fire the third offering, and it comes outside for a ball. 2-1. Lights turning on here at Witter Field. Still light out. A beautiful light pink sky in the background. The 2-1 popped away backside. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Johnny Antrovitz will look in it once again. And Owen Jackson, 25 runs for him. Five home runs. He started to swing the bat a lot better here in the past couple games. A 2-2 upstairs. Duffy barely catches it on the tip of his glove. 3-2. The count is full. 24 combined hits between these two today. They had 20 combined yesterday. So a lot of offense. Three balls, two strikes. The count is full. And that ball lifted out, pulled away on the left field side, 3-2. The count is full. Antrovitz will look in once again. He's the fourth pitcher in the bullpen for the Rafters. Howitt went two innings with three strikeouts. Vitoc went four innings with four strikeouts. And Tristan went an inning with two strikeouts. A swing and a skied ball into the grandstands. And that bounces. And a couple people running after it. 3-2 count. So fortunately everybody's okay. That bounced into the grandstands. But the count is full again. Antrovitz nearing his 18th pitch of his evening. Going more than an inning. So looks like he'll finish out the day. Every game he's appeared in, he's gone one inning. And usually he pitches in the seventh. Has a 3-2 and upstairs on a ball number four. Jackson check-swinged. But the third base umpire had other ideas. So Jackson will take first. So Canyon Brown, who was hit by a pitch last time up, he also struck out. Jackson at first. Canyon Brown, the catcher. And Antrovitz fires as Brown lifts a lazy fly ball. Gallison tracks it down and speeds over to the ball to make one down. So this brings up Isaiah Jackson, the center fielder. Jackson, 0-for-3 with three runs, with an RBI and a walk. One down, Antrovitz looks over at first where Jackson leads off. This is Isaiah Jackson at the plate. Owen Jackson stands at first. Fouled backside. And 0-1. No balls a strike with one down. Rafters have been down the entire game since the top of the second where they gave up five runs. They got two runs back in the bottom of the third. They cut it to three. But a run in the fourth, a run in the sixth, and two runs in the seventh for Madison. The 0-1 misses outside. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Madison on the cusp of sweeping the Rafters for the first time this season. Rafters swept them at their place back on June the 30th and July 1st. Madison returning the favor. The 0-2 swing and a miss. Strike three. So Johnny Antrovitz recording his first strikeout of his time on the mound. And the second baseman, Davis Hamilton, who's had a big day at the plate, 2-for-3 with a run. And he also has a one-run RBI double, which allowed Isaiah Jackson to get home from first. That was where the first run came in the second. Hantzovitz looks in. He'll step and serve. That ball pulled away left field side. No balls a strike. Two down. 0-1 count. Hantzovitz will come set. He'll look, step, serve outside. 1-1. The Raptors also, what's really hurt them as well, three errors, just careless with the baseball in the infield. Very unlike them, a team that leads the league in fielding percentage. But today, have just not lived up to that. The 1-1, up and away for a ball, 2-1. Two balls a strike, two down. Two and one count. Coming set, firing, swing and a miss. Low for a strike, 2-2. So deuces run across the board. It was a fastball at 88. That's evened up the count. Owen Jackson stands at first. Top of the ninth. Fans still lively here at Witter Field. Fireworks show to come after this game. Hantzovitz lifts high the leg and delivers a 2-2. Swing and a bouncer that goes over to Konoff. Reaches out to his right. Makes a throw to first for the third out. So 9-3. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Do the Raptors have a comeback in them? Or will they fall for the third straight game? Find out next here in WFHR.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the ninth we go as Jax Traeger will step on the mound to get three more outs for Madison to sweep this series and for them to start in the second half of this season in the Great Lakes West Division 2-0. The Raptors, if they don't come back, they'll fall for the third straight game and second in the second half to start 0-2. So Jack Gervich may have something to say about it. He's been solid today. He's 2-for-4. Started his day off with two straight hits. So Jax Traeger, rising sophomore from TCU, he'll play his collegiate ball with former Raptor Jack Basir, who left not too long ago to head down to Fort Worth to get going with the team. And Jax Traeger fires in, and that ball lifted out left side. So Traeger's appeared in two games with 2 1/3 innings pitched. He's allowed 5 hits and 5 runs with 2 strikeouts. So no balls to strike. Traeger fires a swing and a line drive. It goes into left field. Drops on a bounce before Holcroft can get to it. And Gervich will take first for a leadoff single here in the bottom of the ninth. So a good start. Gervich records his third hit of the evening. And Garrett Broussard, batting a 235. He's 0 for 4. He's really struggled, but he's come up big when the Raptors have needed. So he's at 8 RBIs, 23 hits. And Gervich leads off at first. Traeger will come set. He'll deliver, and it goes lower the zone on a ball. So Broussard in that first base role. We've seen him at second, third, and short. But today, he's in three position. The 1-0 from Traeger, up and high for a ball, 2-0. Remind you, yesterday the Raptors were down 8-1. They got four ones in the bottom of the ninth. They made it interesting. They had the tying run at first base, but there was two outs, so Gervich was the guy that struck out swinging to end the night. And the 2-0 down low of the zone bounces into the dirt before Brown can get to it. 3-0. So the Mallards have really struggled closing games. That's been their Achilles heel. 3-0 count. Gervich at first. The 3-0 finds the left edge of the zone in for a strike. Jax Traeger from Spring, Texas. Down in the count, 3-1. Broussard in front. The 3-1 swing and a sky ball into shallow left. The shortstop, Fisher, walks over to it, tracks it down, and gets the first out. So Broussard pops out, and Harrison Didowick, who's 0 for 3 with a walk, and he also struck out as well. The Virginia Cavalier went 2 for 5 in the College World Series. He had an RBI versus runner-up this year, Florida. He's had three hits and four runs. A swing and a miss on the outside on a chest-high fastball and pulls on the left edge of the zone at 88. 0-1. Gervich remains at first. Rafter's up to 15 hits, but they've only accumulated three runs. Traeger steps, fires the 0-1. A swing and a ball that goes past Taylor at third. Rolls into left field. And now Harrison Didowick records a hit. Gervich gets the second. And Jorge Degatti is up 1 for 3. And he drew a walk as well. 15 hits for him and 5 RBIs. Didowick at first. One down, Gervich at second. Traeger looks in on the right-hander Jorge Degatti. The step in fire on a changeup that goes inside of the zone for a strike, 0-1. At 75, Traeger bends down at the knee. The ball in the glove, he'll come set. He'll look over at second. Step, wind, and deliver. That bounces into the glove of Brown, and it comes in for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Rafter's up to 16 hits. And they've really struggled just getting guys home. Perhaps they can make a run here in the bottom of the ninth. The 1-1 from Traeger. Fouled backside off the foot of Degatti. So he'll stay alive. 1-2. The native of Miami, a reliable third baseman, led the team in batting average for a while, but has since dropped down to 278. He was up to the higher 300s. 1-2 count with one down. Traeger looks at second. He'll deliver the 1-2. A swing and a sharply hit. Ball over to first to Jackson. Throws it to second to Didowick. And Didowick, does he get there in time? And he's out. So that will do it. Owen Jackson makes the play to end off a double play. And the Raptors fall 9-3. As a game, they just couldn't get it going as far as getting runs in. They had 16 hits today. They out-hit the Mallards 16-10, but the Mallards sweep the Raptors They beat them 8-5 yesterday and 9-3. So Wisconsin Rapids has lost three straight. They have really struggled, and it has just not been a thing for them where you look at it. Rafters just, unfortunate for them, they just can't get runs in, and they've really struggled. So, you know, they're going to have to find a way to get back going and get in a time for them to just find their rhythm again. And 16 hits today was awesome, but they also committed three errors, and they allowed 9 runs as well. So for them, we're going to have to find a way to get back going. They hit the road to Lakeshore tomorrow. First game is at 6:35. They have a 2-game series at Capco Park. But for everybody at Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, for all the players, coaches, and staff, for everybody at the studio at WFHR, my name is Joey Fear, saying so long from Winterfield. We hope you stay around for the fireworks show afterwards. Good night, everybody.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
The phone lines are open. Give Rick a call at 1-866-416-RICK. That's 1-866-416-7425.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1888. That was the day that the spark was lit that touched off what came to be known as the Match Girl Strike in East London. The Match Girls were workers at the Bryant and May Match Factory. Matches were in high demand. The workers struggled under horrible conditions. If the workers were late, they were fined a half day's pay. For 14 hours a day, they toiled. The factory used white phosphorus that contributed to a bone cancer known as Fossey Jaw. Both Sweden and the United States had banned the dangerous phosphorus, but it was still legal in England. The plight of these workers caught the attention of Annie Besant. Annie was a socialist and women's rights activist who wrote for a weekly newspaper called The Link. She published an article about the deplorable conditions in the match factory. Outraged, the managers demanded their workers to sign a statement saying that Annie Besant's story was false. When one worker refused, she was fired. In response, 1,400 match girls walked off the job. Progressive newspapers across England called for a boycott of Bryant and May matches. From there, the women formed a union and asked Besant to serve as their leader. For 3 weeks, she helped the strikers with their work action and to negotiate with management for safer working conditions. The company agreed to hire back the workers who had been fired. They also agreed to drop the harsh fining system, but they would not stop using the dangerous white phosphorus. In 1891, the Salvation Army opened up its own factory using a less dangerous type of red phosphorus. Finally, in 1901, Bryant and May, under public pressure, stopped using the white phosphorus. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.
You're listening to The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
So, Josh Hawley, the senator from Missouri, the Show Me State, decided he was going to take to the Twitters and celebrate that great American patriot, Patrick Henry. So he tweeted out, Patrick Henry, quote, "It cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not by religions, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, peoples of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here." That's such a great quote, isn't it? It really is. It's a good quote. It gets to the heart of, we're a Christian nation, we're wonderful. Patrick Henry, wow. What foresight, what vision. He made Holly made this up. Patrick Henry never said it. And this is what I love about some of my rightward-leaning friends who you, and I guess there's a lot of people, who take quotes that they find somewhere floating around on the inner tubes and throw them out as, see, the founder agrees with me. So when I saw this video of North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson at the Moms for Liberty, the new Tea Party group, the Moms for Liberty, I was like, I gotta play the Lieutenant Governor talking about quotes, because you know, this really is who they are. So get a good listen to our North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson.
Here's the thing, whether you're talking about Adolf Hitler, whether you're talking about Chairman Mao, whether you're talking about Stalin, whether you're talking about Pol Pot, whether you're talking about Castro in Cuba, or whether you're talking about a dozen other despots all around the globe, it is time for us to get back and start reading some of those quotes. And
what? What? Now, understand, Moms for Liberty got into trouble for quoting Hitler and putting it on their paperwork, on their propaganda. It is time for us to get back and start reading some of those quotes. This is scary to me. This is stuff. This is something that I got to tell you is angering. It's frustrating. It is honestly and truthfully exactly what we should not be doing. Reading the quotes? We're going to read the quotes? What about actually reading the context? What about actually reading what? Not just the quote, not just the Patrick Henry quote, but the actual, you know, behind it, all of it, who Patrick Henry was, all of that stuff. Not just made up quotes attributed to people, but actual history. This is my frustration with these folks. You know, we need to learn what you know, quotes, you know, we can steal from Hitler and Mao and Pol Pot. And Castro. this guy's a Republican. We got to go back and get those quotes. Why? Why do we need to get those quotes? So we can misuse them? Yeah. So we can put them in our memes and misuse them? So we can be like Josh Hawley and tweet out something that doesn't happen? Or, look, I have some gun nut maniac acquaintances that I know. And they always walk around with the George Washington quote on the back of their shirt. And it doesn't mean what they think it means. But they wear it proudly because it's a quote. Out of context, misused. But we got the quote. And sadly, you know, the people who... Now, he's at a conference of maniac mothers who just want their babies to get the best education. And here he is saying, no, you don't need that stinking history. We'll just grab a couple of quotes. Quote them and tote them. It's like the very people who misquote the Bible. And we heard a lot of that. This is one of those moments where there's a lot of garbage on the internet. There are a lot of memes out there to go, oh, wow, that quote, that I can't believe that our founders had such vision to say exactly what I'm thinking right now. If you read a quote like that, honestly, truthfully, if you read a quote like that, it probably wasn't said. And what we're seeing is, you know, the people who are so concerned about, you know, those teachers are indoctrinating our children with thinking. What the Mark Robinson.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe.
Hey,
Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 96.